Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Face masks that I can distribute to all of us with Velcro closures.
Oh, Trip.
Those are great. I love them. Though they almost look like panties. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Rob, are you sure what are those made of?
Banana hammocks?
If it's Trip ink.
The smell is familiar.
Oh, no. What is...
We are blessed to even have the opportunity to order and pay for this. Because it's not cheap.
No.
You had to pay for it. Right. There's the service fee. There's the delivery fee. It adds up. Those donuts, I think, cost us $42 just for those donuts to get to the house, right?
Because the delivery.
Because the delivery fee.
I'd pay it.
If you want a donut, I'd pay $40 for a donut.
Man, and you know what? Thank God.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, do we have something fun to start the show today? Rob brought some show and tell in today. This is going to be exciting. Before we do that, for purpose of balance, though, let me just say I come to you today just humbled by, with everything that's odd and quirky and argumentative about society, I'm strangely optimistic about all these good stories about people doing good in this country and helping each other out. I happen to watch, after I watched my morning news, I popped on 60 Minutes and I watched a restaurateur in New York who was being taped by 60 Minutes when somebody called in and put this massive order in for a local hospital. And it happened while they were filming it. And it just was one of those moments where there are people that are doing so much good all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we argue and we get, we get our political agendas and people protest and they're screaming and yelling, I think there are so many people in this country right now that are not even involved in that because they're just busy taking care of their fellow people. And I think that's just
it seems to
awesome.
Be building. I think it seems to be building, too, because I think people, the shock value of the pandemic is lessening. The reality isn't lessening, but the shock of it happening is lessened. And I think it allows people to open up and do good things. And I like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And so, to all of you that are out there doing it, we salute you and let us know. We'd like to hear about what's going on out there. And I just feel like there are more people doing that than there are doing bad things. Speaking of bad things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't you love
Rob
to be targeted?
How did you get this questionnaire? I don't know how this
happened.
I have no
idea. I don't know. I get this invitation, and it says, reopen Virginia. Steven invited you. I don't know Steven.
Douglas McIntyre.
It's not him. It's just a guy named Steven. And it says it's a private group. There are 29,089 members. And here is the about. Let me read to you the about of Reopen Virginia.
All right. Now, Reopen Virginia, just for background, if people have had their head in the sand, there are protests going on in certain states around the country that feel that the restrictions imposed by their governors are too restrictive. And I think the most covered one was in Michigan, where they were protesting the governor.
Operation
and they all gathered
Gridlock,
on the steps.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they came to, to some of these protests with like AK-47s. Just a little weird.
Some of them brought their boats, Mike. I mean, everybody was represented.
I wouldn't want to be going to the post office and driving by that scene, with my kid in the car.
No, probably not.
So you get stamps.com with the code TMOS.
Mike, here's a little bit about Reopen Virginia, which is, by the way, not hyphenated, so it looks like Reopen Virginia. About a grassroots group of people and small business owners that want to get back to work! ! Now all capital letters.
Okay.
To join, please answer all questions! ! Back to lowercase
letters. When you see that, is it indicative of You're not able to join their group unless
I think they're
answer
vetting
these
me.
Questions.
They're vetting me.
The verification.
Right. Yeah.
Are we all going to answer the way we would answer them?
Yeah,
well,
honestly.
We'll put our heads together, and I'll join, but we can all be represented by me. I'll be the figurehead
of our ultimately, they should be your answers, though, Rob. That's the way it should
I think
go.
You're
the... Oscar and I will chime in with our own
it
answers.
It goes on.
If it warrants that.
You
go ahead.
The most pure hating.
Many in Virginia are upset with the governor's overreach in enacting Virginia Executive Orders number 53 and 55. Many are. Now, you have to answer questions to join. Here are the rules. No hate speech or bullying, Mike. Okay.
Well, that's good. Right yes. there, that's good.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Respect everyone's privacy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
we are
good.
A bipartisan group. And this is my favorite rule about Reopen Virginia. You must live in Virginia.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah. Oscar, you can't play.
No.
I can't play either. I live in Florida.
What are they? Wait. How can they? What are they? Do they have a GPS tracker on you? What's the story?
I think it's the honor system.
Oh, okay.
Be kind and courteous. No violence, Mike.
Well, yeah, that's great. I'm so far
this
for it.
Doesn't sound
right.
so bad.
I could
right.
decline.
We're
the
learning
invite,
something here.
But I'm going to answer the questions. Now, I've not opened this questionnaire yet, so I don't know what it's going to be. So let's
all
see.
Right. I'm going to answer them
questions.
Too.
All right. Why do you think Virginia should reopen?
All right. What's your answer, Rob?
What options?
My answer is because COVID is a hoax.
Rob. Rob took the wind out of my sails. I was going to do this.
Oh, my God.
You win.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to get in. It's going to be great. All right,
okay, that's
I'm
one.
Submitting my. Okay, do you have anything we want to add? Since this is really a team effort.
Can I have my answer,
please,
too?
Of course,
to give you the first question again.
Why do you think Virginia should reopen?
No, I just like your answers better. Because I think if I say something, I don't. So I can't answer. Is this is not multiple choice?
No, these are short term. These are short form answers. And might be the last one. I don't know.
Yes, Oscar.
I think this alone blows the doors off acceptance. Like, there's no more. Someone's going to see this that's vetting these and be like, oh, this guy's probably one of us. Let's do this. Like, right. They're not even going to go further
down
the list.
I think if he puts these kind of answers
he's
in,
good.
He
he's
might
good.
Do a okay, deal. Rob might be our undercover official here. All right.
Wait, I'm going to add one thing, though. I'm going to say COVID is a hoax, parenthesis, call me. I'm not going to provide my phone number.
This
I'm not going to provide my phone number. I'm just going to say, I'm submitting.
Is that it? Was that the only
it.
Question?
That was it. And they also now want me to join Virginians for Constitutional Rights 2020.
I'm running
with a fun crowd now.
You submitted it. Oh,
this
yeah.
Can't wait to hear
fun.
Back. Maybe I'll hear back during the show today. Who knows? I'll keep my phone at the ready. I was hoping it would be a more intense questionnaire. I'm sorry. It was but one question. I hope they call.
Rob, you have a call from a Mr. Moore from Florida.
Well, he doesn't live in Virginia anymore.
Used to, though. Used to. That's good enough.
Maybe so Steven put you on for that thing, right?
Yeah. Steve, buddy. So
Steve, your buddy Steve.
I will keep hitting refresh. While we have a moment, though, since that didn't go as long as I'd hoped it would, I thought it would be multi-questions.
Yeah.
Maybe
Rob said he had a survey. Maybe if we didn't open it until we
survey
were on the show,
says,
and he had one question. That's always great when you're planning a show.
Answer,
but that's all right.
One question.
At 7 a.m. this morning, I get a my doorbell rings and the dog goes crazy. It's Federal Express. They very seldom, I know no one ever rings my doorbell, especially in these days of pandemic. And I got a FedEx package and it's from TripCo. And I'm sorry, Trip Incorporated. And I had no idea.
Trip Affleck's company?
I didn't order anything, but it
Trip
just
Inc?
Said it was from Trip Inc. So I opened it up and Mike, you nailed it. It is from Trip Affleck. Ooh. And what he has sent is for, I have to take my headphones off a sec.
Please.
Face masks
Ooh.
That I can distribute to all of us with Velcro closure.
Oh, Trip. Oh,
Trip.
Wow.
Those are great. I love them. Though they almost look like panties. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Rob, are you sure what are those made of?
Banana
if
hammocks?
It's Trip Inc.
Maybe they were tested
what are
out.
They made? What's the material?
The smell is familiar.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. What is the material? Rob, with your giant head, are you able? Your nose is completely flattened.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They are adjustable because they're Velcro. I've made it a little tight because I didn't want any COVID to get in.
All right.
There we go.
It looks sheer.
It looks sheer.
It has sort of a, yeah, sort of a delicate, intimate feel to it.
Like perhaps sent us
a nylon? Pack. Yeah, nylon is a space-age polymer.
I think Tripp sent me that link, and I might have been like in my early stages of, I didn't want to make fun of it or exploit it at all.
Right.
But, you know, Tripp, I got to be honest with you. You know, people are putting all sorts of things on these masks. So,
oh, there was a huge Graceland rollout with TCB masks this weekend.
We need billboards wherever we can get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
You know what? Perhaps you do a deep dive.
I'll call Tripp after the show and see which
find out
secret
what
he
we
went
can
to.
Do. I think I'd love to order. You know what, Tripp? Thank you. I know you did that early on, and you're a smart man, and you're a
they
good
fit
man.
Fit your dome too. They fit your head.
They do. Yeah. They're wonderfully comfortable. So
how
soft.
Tight were they? Can you put it on again? Yeah. And this time, maybe try to adjust it like you would normally adjust it. Is it big enough to fit around
Absolutely.
Your massive
yeah, I mean,
head?
Look at the, you see, it's.
By the way, turn profile so people can see how much flow. The Rob's from the tip of Rob's nose
got
to the back
solid
fold on
diameter
his
diameter there.
Same size as a Prius.
Yeah. But an early Prius, early model.
You see,
right,
and
comfortable?
This is, there's probably a little bit of play still because it's Velcro and adjustable. This is fine.
Doesn't it look sexual, though, Mike?
The fact that it's black
looks
and
like Rob would have somebody in his crawl space or something like
that. Or a ball gag underneath that.
I could put something in my mouth if you like.
the gimp. It's the gimp.
I have a ball.
Are you sitting at like a regular desk with a drawer in it?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
I don't have a ball. I have a dreidel I could use.
Oh, don't do that. That's, come on.
How does it feel as though it would be a legitimate mask to wear out to the grocery store?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that
because we're still getting guidance on masks and clothing, and you know what? Hey,
is it too sheer?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm. Well, hold it up to the light. It looks like you can see through it. It looks like my backdrop.
Now hold up a different one that you're not wearing.
Well, I didn't want to touch them all.
You're fine. You're fine, Rob.
Ruin them.
Are we all getting them?
Well, I have four. I can send them all around. Yeah.
All right.
Not up to the light. Up to your door. Your door.
The door.
They look legit.
A little sheer, Mike. I'm not gonna lie.
Really, a little sheer. Like a little sheer for the.
But you know what? The fact is that because it's nylon, it is not very porous. I mean, it's definitely going to, I mean, even if it's a little sheer, it's a little thin, it's definitely going to stop droplets and particles.
No one really knows with these
gotta
households.
Be better it's got to be better than a bandana.
But when I'm talking about non-medical masks, nobody knows really
right.
just how effective or, now Oscar's got the one that's got the breathing apparatus
yes.
and the filter. That comes with a filter, right?
Yeah, a filter.
Yeah,
that's also small.
And,
let's see. That's
it matches his shirt. Looks like he planned an outfit today.
It does. I don't know where mine are.
This is like a Bane mask, somewhere. But you can barely talk through it.
That's even better. Keep it on.
How dare you?
Have you designed that trip? I don't even know. I don't have my big vessel today. So
I still have my custom mask that my aunt made that's huge, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like the, I mean, which is more comfortable? The TMOS one with nylon or the cotton one?
I like the cotton one, but I would definitely wear the other one. I mean, it's a flip-flop.
What's wrong with the TMOS one?
Not a thing.
Yeah, but comfort-wise, are you just not like a sheer
silk
guy?
I like that one's a little bigger.
Oh, okay.
Because the one that his auntie made for his giant head is the size of a grill cover.
Right, exactly.
That's why he likes it.
For a Model T.
It says, should your mask say Weber on it?
You know, I think I might have finally figured out my hair.
What do you mean?
Just combing it to the side and wisping it back. Kind of like an aging news anchor now. That's the way I'm doing it. As my hair... and when I wear the headphones, you get all...
Congratulations, Mike. You're Jim Ryan now.
Thanks a lot. That's it. So I figured it out. But I mean, just looking at the shot, kind of getting used to it. I'd like those. I'd wear those.
Let's look into that.
I think
that,
would be fine.
Okay, I'll send those along.
Is it exploiting a horrible national tragedy to do that, though?
Not if we're giving them away with every two T-shirt purchase.
Oh, there you go. Spending my money again. I was hoping we could sell them. Anyway, but that's okay. We're still keeping people safe.
Just trying to help.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah, well, now who looks like the monster right now? You know, giving them away. You know, I mean, checking the profit margins on those T-shirts. You know, we could use a little something, something. But anyway, that's just me, just trying to survive in these difficult times that we live in.
We all are.
By the way, COVID, it's just being poor.
A touching story over the weekend about the you know, we get so lost in the debate over how to stay safe and whether we open or not, and what the president has said today, and all of this. I think that America, by and large, in the coverage of this story, has I don't want to say ignored, but I think we've definitely put in the background the legitimacy of the human toll on this. When you talk about north of 41,000 deaths, and you think of what the human beings are going, I am so blessed that no one in my family has gotten this. But there are, I read a detailed description from a very, very skilled writer who lost her father and talked about the 36 hours that they had put her 76-year-old father on a ventilator and put a phone next to his ear. He was unable to speak, but she could talk to him. And if you want just to read something that is, I should get the link and put it up, but the detail that went into this, and I suddenly said to myself, you know what we never really talk a lot about? The deaths in this country and around the world have been chalked up to statistics now. All these deaths are statistics.
You're right.
You'll occasionally see video of bodies being buried in New York, and you'll have a moment. Then you go right back to, well, I need to get going. And by the way, the human toll of closing down the government is devastating. There are people that are in the middle of desperation and a week or two away from desperation. So I understand that as well. But when you talk about the people that have lost their lives during this, I think the overwhelming majority of Americans have not had people close to them or family members or loved ones die, but so many people have. And I'll be cruising along and then I'll read something like that and I'll say, my God, people living this every single day. It's not the fear. We've talked, well, especially with Oscar and his brother.
Sure.
We've talked about the fear, his brother and his sister-in-law, of you know, being on the front lines. But I don't think we have gotten a real clear understanding. Even our listeners that call in, I had it, or you know, I've gotten through it. But when you hear these stories that people can't be with their loved ones when they know they're going to die and they can't come in there because of the contagion, and it really got me over most of yesterday. I was thinking about
sad. We got some amazing news over the weekend. I hadn't mentioned it because I didn't think it was my place to. But Kristen and Rob, the Chubbicks from our supper club, Kristen's mom had been battling what they called the flu for over a month and couldn't get a test because she lacked the symptom of a cough and got worse and worse to a point where she wasn't even cognitive anymore. Was having a hard time communicating, and they finally got her tested last week. She tested positive for COVID, and she's older.
Because I haven't heard that anywhere, and that's a big deal. So because she didn't have the dry cough, which is one of the standard symptoms of this thing, they wouldn't test her for COVID.
They were standing on their head trying to get her tested, and they finally did. She got her treatment, and as of Saturday, she got sent home from the hospital with a visiting nurse service. She's going to be okay.
How old is she?
She is almost 80. I think she's 77 or 78.
Okay, so she's right in that scary demo.
A lady that I've met a million times, and I love this lady. And the fact is, that's the first actual acquaintance slash friend that I've known that has been touched by it. And that really does, as you say, that brings it home. Because when they're talking about 40, 50, 60,000 deaths as a win because of the original projections,
right?
That's still 60,000 people that are dead. And those are 60,000 people.
It would tell me that, you know,
we don't know the real number.
If that really happened,
we don't know.
If you think you got something, you know, even if you don't have the dry cough, tell them you have the dry cough so you get a test.
You're begging for it. Yeah, I know.
That's the whole enchilada right there is getting tested and do that. But
I can tell you.
That's another success story. That's good.
When you get an email like that from, you know, your friends and it's someone, a lady that has been, you know, just a good person and you've known and knows your kids and everything and know that she's beaten it, it gives you some optimism, but also a slice of reality that it's still going on.
Tales from the front lines. What's the latest from your brother and sister-in-law up in Boston? What's going on with them?
So it's surreal because just when you think you have a flattening of the curve, you start realizing, it may not be flattened yet.
Right.
So what they're seeing is from one day, and this is just for their hospital, one day it'll look like it's getting better. The next day it'll look like it's getting worse. And then, you know, hypothetically, they imagine that a lot of people that have been waiting to come to the hospital because they thought if they come to the hospital, they're going to get sick are now coming to the hospital. So
the
there's also that psychology.
The statistics are really hard to sort of verify.
Well, it's skewed because
if
you're at home and you're like, well, I'm young, I got a bad cough, maybe I'll wait till it gets worse if this is actually what it is, and you don't go until it's too late or it's almost too late, then you have that going on. And then on the other end, you have people that go to the hospital, get tested, they come out negative, and then they leave. The good news is that there are a few more tests available, but the bad news is that there still aren't enough tests to just test people when they want to be tested. There just aren't.
And I'm just wondering, you know, like every other American, I just say to myself, why? And, you know, and by the way, early in the week, we always have our little vent where we have to get it out. We're normal and we have to get out. You know, we'll get back to the chucks and all that. But really, it is just you wonder, what the hell, man? What testing? You would think. You're not asking for a vaccine.
No.
You know how to test for this. You know that exists. We are the, you know, the most, you know, powerful, richest country in the world, and we can't do it for our citizens, but we can sure, you know, say get back and protest.
Yeah. And if you watch 60 Minutes yesterday, this is what we're taping April 19th, 18th, 19th.
20th.
I'm sorry. 20th. The days fly by.
It's 420.
420. Yeah.
If you had not a fallen, I will not. Little Willie Nelson. I'll be doing my Willie Nelson impression throughout the show today in honor of 420.
A brand new tradition is born.
Yes. 420, you on 419, the 60 Minutes, you look at what's going on at the hospitals in New York still, and you sit there and you're like, God damn it. Any problems that I think I have or any economic issues you think you're going through, look at those pine boxes and know that you're in a better place.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So true.
It's
really
amazing.
Scary.
Sorry about that. I'm looking at Florida here. Total cases, 26,660 in our state with 789 deaths. And, no one knows for sure. And one of the things also on 60 Minutes, if you watched it, Oscar, were the people that are trying to get help that don't have work and they're trying to get help from the government and, you know, a million calls and you're trying to get through
to get
a million
food.
Other people getting food and doing that. And look, we're going to have to do better. Our government is going to have to do better for us. We're going to have to get people what they need. And we are continuing to work and we are as lucky as hell to be able to work. Although, you know, we've got a skeleton staff that we're hopefully going to try to get back to the regular grind at Podcast Village, but nobody knows. Nobody has the answer yet. We don't know what's going on.
If you think that's bad, I just checked Facebook. I'm still not in Reopen Virginia.
And I will say, you ask for it, you're going to get it. In honor of our West Coast listeners, this coming Friday, our Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Woo! Yes. Woo!
And that's 4 p.m. Pacific time, so that you can have your happy hour at 4 p.m. out on the West Coast. And for those of you that are out there dealing with that, I hope that works out. Please let us know if that time start for you, that special starting time works out for you, because we'd really like to know that. And it should be wonderful. It should be great, great, great. I'm looking forward
to that. And what's really
good,
as we know in Las Vegas tradition, the evening show is always a little racier.
Yes, absolutely. Trip, thank you very much for masks.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And Rob will be going to a place out in the country, undisclosed, to join his militia over the weekend. It should be very special.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Brady, this is Joe Namath and Mr. Keller.
How do you do?
What a pleasure.
How do you do?
And this is Marcia and Jan Brady.
Hi. This is my husband, Mike. This is Mr. Namath and
How
Mr. Keller.
It's very nice to meet you.
How do you
Mr.
do?
Mr. Keller.
Okay, Bobby, here comes the bomb. Hi. Good catch. Well, listen, I got to get going.
Boy, Joe, this is something I'll never forget.
Well, neither will I. I really enjoyed it. Mr. Brady, you've got quite a family here.
Thanks, Joe.
Right. Bye-bye, Joe. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower. He's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is, and if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right. Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I forgave him right away after that. Poor Joe. There's a documentary out there about Joe Namath and what that began for him. And I think he turned things around a little bit. But that was national television, having one too many. And Joe Namath being interviewed by Susie Colbert. And
I want to kiss you.
You know what is oft overlooked in that tape?
It's innocent. It's in it. I'm sorry. Yes. Is he an alcoholic? Yes.
Sure.
Was he overserved? Yes. Was he inappropriate? Yes. I'm sorry for laughing at that. Maybe I shouldn't with all this PC-ness, but you know.
I think it's fine. And I think it's oft overlooked. Susie Colbert's voice.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Well, she's always had that voice. She's always been like that. Good reporter.
You know,
good sports reporter.
She's excellent, but it's just that voice and his demeanor. That's a great
thing. You'll never get another piece of tape. It's fantastic. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. We're all over the place as we self-quarantine from Oscar in D.C., Rob Leesburg, Virginia, all the way down here in Fort Myers, Florida. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, all the way from Marengo, Iowa, to Mexico City, Mexico, Manchester, United Kingdom, Dry Prong, Louisiana. Dry Prong. I'd love to take a visit to Dry Prong. That would be fun. Let's go down and have some crawdads and Dry Prong. Yeah.
Dry Prong.
North Kingstown, Rhode Island, and Soso, Mississippi. South representing this week on the Mike O'Mara Show. And don't forget to send your cities to Rob Spiewak, and maybe we'll get yours on, too.
Love to do it.
It doesn't matter. Even if you're visiting a friend, if you're listening to the show and you're there and you think it's a weird name for a town, even if you pull up at a road stop, you can send us the city. We'd love to hear
love
from
it.
You. Our show today brought to you by Lightstream. Times are tough. You got to wonder, are you paying more money in interest than you need on your credit cards? Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. You get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, so much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR.
Oof.
I hope they think about fixing that soon. Anyway, plus, there are absolutely no fees. The application is quick, easy, and 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Check out this actual Lightstream testimonial. Am I supposed to do the voice here?
You can if you like.
All right, who would the testimonial be from? It's
Mike,
it's a strange commercial. It's always, I know you don't question these things, but it's strange. Check out this actual Lightstream testimonial.
I would do Charlie. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I heard a commercial, checked into a consolidation loan, and just a few hours later, I had my approval. And my funds were ready to be transferred. Awesome!
Attaboy, Charlie, good job.
Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Time for the disclaimer. This will be read by the Grease Man today. Here we go.
Oh, good.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
All right, there we go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That was a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Love it.
They're going to love it. That's love a bingo.
Love when Grease Man leans nasal.
Yeah. It's okay with me. Yeah. From the deck of the jack tie. So, Mrs. O'Mara, over the weekend, read her press. Thank you so much for your incredible reviews of Drunken Carla, as she dominated the show with me here yesterday. And the best one of all, the one that really kicked her over the moon, was the Mike O'Mara Show logo replacing my name with Carla O'Mara. Boy, was she excited about that one. She was real, real happy about that one. We're having, we've got a real rhythm to these cocktail shows, the cocktail shows we're doing. We're not going to do them forever, but we're doing them for now.
Yes.
And the flagon of white wine, red wine that Carla had on Friday was appreciated, and she was rather festive.
VIP, Mike. VIP. Yes.
And we had an appearance from Mrs. Spiewak as well.
Yes.
Which we didn't have proof of life for years on end
and
with Mrs. Spiewak.
With the late start and some champagne, I think she may be back on this week's show. So
we'll
even move a chair in. Yes.
This will be very, very special. Now, will we have any troops this Friday back in the podcast village? What's the rollout for that?
Bowser
Oscar
says
Santana.
The 15th. The 15th, Bowser says.
May
15th.
All right, so we're not going to see them for a while.
No.
That's fine. I understand that. I'm cool.
Unless Virginia gets unlocked, Mike. Who knows?
Well, you never know what happens.
Hey!
Where did you get it? Trip sent it here?
Yep.
Do I have one?
You have one?
Can I have one, please?
There you go.
Give me yours.
So, Oscar, maybe he sent some
want
to you
yours.
As well.
Find out. We'll find out. Why
see,
would you
you're
want
not
hers?
The only one that gets stuff, Rob.
Well, I don't think anyone was really jealous except for you.
I'm always jealous because I'm petty that way. You know?
Here we go. Trying it on. That's not your size, I don't think. It was probably a size larger for you.
No, I think maybe one size fits few, I think is what it is. Yeah, I think that's the same size.
Same
and it's adjustable
size?
In the back, yeah.
There we go. Oh, there we go. There we go.
How about a COVID kiss?
Nice work. Nice work. Nice work.
You get a small one.
Yeah. You know, Trip really knows what he's doing. God bless him.
He does.
God bless him. He knows what's going on. Yeah, that's much larger. I can already tell by the show where it says show. Mike is trying on his COVID mask that has the Mike O'Mara show.
It is small. Too small.
Right there, there you go.
Look, from my nose here, that's what happens when I put it over my nose, and then I fade like that. It's too small.
That might be Michael's.
God.
That might be Michael's. That might be Michael's. That's so funny.
No, they're tiny.
Hey, you know what? Mike,
sorry, we're not selling them.
Why don't you wear two?
Right. Oh,
I'm
double
not gonna
up.
Wear two.
Double up. Doppel
have your auntie
mass.
Send me one that like you had. The kind. Put that cloth one, Rob. That's made for a man of our size.
Yeah, a big one.
See, look at that.
Trip,
look
thank
that
you for your thoughtfulness and kindness.
Hey, Oscar, very kind. Why don't you just Monday, Oscar, why don't you bite me?
Okay. Me Monday, Oscar.
You know what?
Why
don't it's
you
not, just bite Mike, me? Actually, it's really not Monday, Oscar. It's what we like to
Mike's going to say something horrible, and then Oscar's going to swoop in. Let me take this golden opportunity to make Mike look like a monster more. Thank you very much. Here I am.
COVID, Oscar. Mike, I think I have, now that I have masks that will be big enough for the kids' faces, I might have a cloth mask from my aunt that's that size. So let me go upstairs.
Would you like that is the question.
I will send that down.
All right.
What's that?
What?
What, Oscar?
He said he's going to send you the mask.
I know, but you said something else.
Would you like that mask is the question. Would you like that?
How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm great.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. I said,
is everything okay with you today?
Would you like that mask is the question. He's asking you if you would like that mask.
Of course, I just asked for it. How would I not like it if I just asked for it?
Because he's worn it. That's what I'm saying.
No, not this one.
No, he said if you were listening, if you were paying attention to the show and not in Monday Oscar mode, you would know that he said
his Monday Oscar mode. Please do tell.
You're just a little cranky today.
I am not cranky.
You're a little sleepy today.
Sleepy? Are you effing kidding me? I walked here. I'm wide awake.
Well, you know, maybe you're just not yourself today. I don't know what it is, you know?
What can I say? It's a pandemic and we're all miserable.
Well, you know, and what he said, if you had been paying attention, was that his auntie that made an extra one and he was going to send that one.
You like the print is what I was going at. Do you like what he says?
They're all different prints. They're all different prints.
Look, put that back on. Put that on your mask. That doesn't scream Mike O'Mara mask right there.
Okay. Well, no, they're all patterns.
I'm going to go get the other mask and we can choose, all right?
What's cool? What's
I don't want the one that's been on your face. I'll take the other
one.
And
I wear two unused.
I don't. You know what? Send it to somebody else. That's been. Send it to Robert Wood. He needs. He needs one.
Mike, they're not that big.
Yes. No. Unfortunately, I've got a big head like you do.
Right back. Hold on.
I don't. You know the one thing. When I wore my mask the other day at the grocery store, I was the box store getting whiskey. Essential product.
We all have our essentials.
I was sweating my ass off. It was frustrating.
Well, it's hard to breathe through any of these masks. This mask right here that I have, you can't breathe out of it. It's almost impossible.
But you don't know, and we don't have the information yet because we're in the middle of this thing. We don't know just how you are preventing spread with this, how effective it is, and B, whether it's effective in preventing you from getting it. We still don't know that. Now, what's that one?
A listener sent these over, but I think they're too small for you.
That's very crafty.
Yeah.
Mike, I have two unused masks.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see the.
One is in a gingham pattern.
That might be the lovely Dorothy Draper mask.
I was going to say this is right after they drop a house on a witch. You can wear this one.
I like
Dorothy.
It appears
to be the same size. And then, if you, Mike, are you feeling groovy, Daddy O?
Let me see. Oh, this might be the one. Here we go. Oh.
Peace signs and flowers.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Rob are they all the ones that have the little? Do you have to tie those, or are they?
They tie either behind your head or around your ears. And also, what she did that's so awesome.
Give that to somebody who needs it.
There's a little bit of wire in the top, so it molds to your nose.
Oh, that's so smart.
It's shapeable.
That's smart.
So, very, Mike,
I'd be delighted to send you one.
No, I'm fine. I don't want to. In this time, the last thing I want to. I got one that I wear to the store, so I don't want to take from somebody that needs one. I just would. I would like to see the ones that Tripp sent. Larger for I want to make sure they have coverage. That's the important thing.
Coverage for the small faces, not big faces.
I guess once for Linus the dog.
Yeah, he's happy
there
now.
There he goes.
He's wagging his tail. He's the stupidest dog ever.
But before I was thrown under the bus by Mr. Santana, I truly appreciate Tripp sending those to both Rob's house. And to my house. That's very, very kind.
And if I know Tripp, some will arrive at the village as well. I'm sure one will arrive at
the village. I'm also trying to entertain and, and be, comedy is my life. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Do they teach you that here?
I was saying that they're sheer and they don't work earlier. We're on the same boat. That's what I'm saying. All right?
All right. I know. I mean, I'm just trying to.
I'm an ally, not an enemy.
What is going on at Open Virginia that they haven't gotten back to me yet?
I don't know. I don't understand.
This sucks.
All right. Well. We have to. It's a difficult time. It's a difficult time.
we're all.
I think it's all really important that we're nice to each other. All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back with more fun. There's a particular food item that I'm going to give the thumbs down to when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Does that sound exciting?
Well, I'll take whatever I want, and baby, I'll
ready to unwind after a long week of camping out on the couch or slaying the dragon from the dining room? Relief is here. Fill your favorite wine glass to the rim and join us for a cocktail party. But just not any cocktail party. It's a Carlo O'Mara cocktail party.
Hang on there. I thought this was a Mike O'Mara cocktail party.
Don't kid yourself. Carla's got a bigger glass. Anywho, it's this Friday at 7 p.m. That's 4 o'clock for the cool kids on the left coast. This one's for the O'Mara chicks, so get on the Facebook and laugh with us this Friday with a live taping of CMOS and the bonus show immediately afterwards. It's your passport to the Sassport.
What?
Oh, yeah. I went there.
What an audience. Oh, my God. Oh,
quick turnaround.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so thrilled that she's getting that kind of response. Not. Okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show,
maybe
brought to you by
maybe
Honey.
Maybe she'll come out of her shell.
Yeah. We're all shopping online
a lot. And they say that a lot, Timon.
But did you know you can make online shopping even better? You can with Honey. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites like Walmart, Target, or Macy's. When you check out, this little box drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Honey will scan for every promo code on the internet and watch the prices drop. I've been shopping a lot lately. Everybody has online. I mean, that's the way we're getting our stuff. And Honey savings show up. It's like a magical, unexpected gift. It's like free money, Honey. Who doesn't love that? Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and has found it's over 18 million members?
Yes.
Wow.
That's not 1.8. That's 18 million?
Yes. Million.
$2 billion in savings. That's why it has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know it's good. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. So back on the keto. Four, almost 4 pounds, not flying off me like it
tough
does.
Tough time
so
for a diet. It's brutal.
It is. But also, keto keto sometime more of a, your shape will change before your weight will change.
Yes, that is true. It's a good feeling to, but I long way to go. Long.
Sure.
And it's just, I'm doing it differently and doing it more like you're supposed to. And it's kind of a protein diet. It's what it is. But one of the things that they're not big on, bread, rolls, hamburger buns. Mm. So let me just say this. If you are of the mindset where you're going to cut back on your carbohydrates and you're not going to eat a lot of bread and rolls and pasta and stuff like that, and somebody says to you, well, you can have a hamburger, and it'll be a lettuce burger. And don't take the bait, okay? The Sunday afternoon, we were actually excited about this. We were looking forward to lettuce burgers at the O'Mara household yesterday. A hamburger, if you try to eat a hamburger between two pieces of lettuce, you deserve what you get, okay? Yeah. I am fine with cooking a burger on the grill, putting onion, lettuce, tomato, whatever you want, and putting it on a plate and eating it with a knife and fork. Sure. You don't have to. I am not such a toddler that you have to give me some sort of substitute for what would be the bun. That's not a bun. It is a thin, grease-conducing, slimy, slab of nasty romaine lettuce that got grease all over my hand, that fell apart, that was not the uniform size. A lettuce burger, me. Me if you want. It does not work. It does not work well. Look, there may be other solutions out there. I know somebody's going to go, I take the lettuce and I kind of did a perfect circle. No. It says, I don't need to eat. Look, the only thing I can think, there is nothing textural. There is nothing flavor profile that matches a burger bun with lettuce. It cannot be done.
Question.
So other than, creating this image that you're eating a sandwich when you're not, that's fine. By the way, the whole lettuce thing where they put the lettuce taco or the lettuce wrap, it's great. Lettuce should be eaten in a salad.
Christ and maybe not up, even Frankie. Then. The thing about it, if you serve the hamburger hot off the grill, doesn't it kind of cook the lettuce and make it even more useless?
Makes it wilt.
Right. Lettuce should not be served hot. Boo!
Right. Exactly.
I'll go as far as I've had lettuce wraps before where I think of the same situation that the lettuce adds nothing to this experience. They should just
it's just a vessel. They should take sort of that a phony vessel
out, put it in a bowl, and let me eat it out of the bowl.
Right.
That's
on.
All I need.
So, thumbs down. Thumbs down to the lettuce wrap. I didn't care for it at all. It sucked.
You use romaine and not iceberg?
We use romaine. Romaine, what is, you know, romaine is iceberg without as much water, right?
Exactly. Isn't right?
Boston Bib. Now, there's a lettuce.
And I remember when you used that DJ name.
Boston Bib. Yeah. It was back when I stroked out in the mid-90s and had a little drooling problem. That's when I changed my name to Boston Bib. Hey, everybody, it's Boston Bib. How y'all doing today? Oh, yeah.
And the amazing thing, Oscar, his best song, Boston Bib, loved playing the song, The Lettuce Wrap.
It was
by the Fat Boys.
Well, I got my romaine and I'm ready to go, and I don't know if Boston Bib's going to know. But I could talk about food all day, but Oscar is going to talk about food because Oscar's deliveries.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Pretty significant, including what I think a lot of Americans ought to be doing, paying it forward and patronizing your favorite restaurant. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
You've been doing a lot of deliveries.
I've been begging for Jimmy's. Oh, I've actually been begging for Pony to pick up curbside service at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and bringing it to me because I don't think he's doing anything else at home.
Right.
So I said, at least do that. Do me a solid and patronize Jimmy's and bring me food. He hadn't. So I finally had enough and I said, Jimmy's has got to be on one of these delivery services. He's exclusively on an advertiser that used to be on this program, Mike.
DoorDash?
Postmates.
Yes.
Exclusively on Postmates. I had this weekend, just yesterday.
Congratulations to Postmates for landing that client.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And congratulations to Postmates for their one-day ad on Mike O'Mara's
show.
There
you go.
Appreciate that. Yeah, hope it worked for you.
I had Krispy Kreme donuts delivered to the house. I had
with the Postmates?
Oh, yeah. I had Jimmy's.
Just regular glazed?
No, we got glazed. Chocolate glaze, we got the chocolate sprinkled glaze, we got the regular glaze,
and
we got the cream filled chocolate glaze as well.
Also good.
Wow.
The raspberry.
With your donut thing, I'm very surprised. Where you just get a mad craving for the donuts? Did Shannon enjoy them too?
Yeah, we each had two. We ordered too many.
They're smoking weed.
Yeah, they're smoking weed. We need donuts.
No, chocolate glazed donuts.
Yeah,
we ran out of groceries, and nobody wanted to go to Costco, so we said let's just eat the way we should with delivery if we can. Why?
But
not?
Are you more always aware? Like 6 hours away from running away from groceries, even after you've been to the store?
Well, it's not like your house where you have a supply that would continue into 2022. With your with eight freezers and seriously,
it's my dry
goods that are in their separate shed. Every breakfast cereal known to mankind. 6 different types of bread. 11 ice creams. Burgers. Bubba burgers. Ground beef. Ground chuck. Ground steak. Beef. Pork chops. Yogurt. Milk. I mean, if you went to Rob Spiewak's cupboard, it would never be bare. It would never, ever be bare.
It's my prepper lifestyle. I'm ready for a pandemic. I'm ready for a hurricane. Bring it. We can do it.
I was going to ask Oscar, and I'll ask you this too, Rob. It probably doesn't apply to you, but I will say, are you guys more aware of the cupboard now than you were before?
Oh, my God.
I'm acutely aware of what we have and how long it's going to... I'm acutely aware of that.
What are we going to be out of in 3 days? Like, exactly. Why do you start thinking that way? Like what is happening?
Like a chess player.
Seriously, especially they're talking about some of these rural areas where they have these factories, they have outbreaks in it, which is great. That's great. Yeah, once again, there's your government failing us once again.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's a little weird, but I'm more acutely aware of what we have and what we don't have. And everybody's going to be like that. This is nuts. This is absolutely. Sometimes when you. I think we're really good at not overthinking it, but when I'm even having this discussion, my brain starts to race a little bit, thinking about shortages and whether we would ever get there in this country. It's tough, man.
Well, can I ease the anxiety just a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, we are blessed to even have the opportunity to order and pay for this, because it's not cheap.
No,
you had to pay for it. Right. There's the service fee. There's the delivery fee. It adds up. Those donuts, I think, cost us $42 just for those donuts to get to the house, right?
So, because the delivery.
Because the delivery fee. I'd
pay it.
If you want a donut, I'd pay $40 for a donut.
Man, and you know what? Thank God, Oscar. It's not like you went and you paid like $20 for a box of Entenmann's. You went all the way. You bought the Cadillac of donuts.
Yeah, the real donut.
Yeah, you went the real way. God bless you. God bless you.
And I ended up springing for the subscription, $9.99 a month, because I was like, I don't want to pay these delivery fees all the time. Jimmy's arrived just fine. The Whopper I had, the Whopper meal and spicy chicken sandwich meal I had the week before, that arrived soggy.
Did you get from our good friend Jimmy? Did he get the wings?
Wings, poutine. They have a whole effing menu right there, ready to go.
How did the poutine hold up after the delivery? Did it do
all
right?
Doesn't travel as well as I thought it would, but I ate it. I was happy.
Rob and I would have told you, don't. I love that poutine, but it got to come fresh out of that kitchen.
The wings, sometimes it doesn't travel well to the table.
The wings.
Jimmy, I love you. It's the best.
The wings
still.
Were great. He had his dessert menu was there. Oh, it was fantastic. Right. And then you have an establishment we all know well, the Silver Diner. So I'm trying to keep my marriage together. Know this, all right?
Okay.
This is why this happened. Because I could have either looked at my wife and said, I got to go to Costco. And then this whole anxiety comes around her. It's just a big deal.
Right. Sure. Yeah, it's a process when you're going out to the store like that.
Today, let me take care of all the food for today. You don't have to do anything today, which that's what turned into delivery day. I said, what do you want for breakfast? It's roughly 8:30 a.m. I was like, anything your heart desires, I'll get. She goes, I would love some panclocks. And I said, pancakes or panclocks? She goes, pancakes. And I said, well, all right, let's look up on this app, see what's available. So
a panclock?
I think she just says it that way because she's talking like she's 12, and I don't know.
All right. I think that's adorable. That's fine. I like my favorite part of the show the other day before, you know, the star was born here, was cranky. I loved it when Shannon said that.
Yeah, she's talking a little bit like the lady in Pulp Fiction with Bruce Willis. She wants her blue panclock.
Based on the numbers for these live shows, I want her getting camera time, and I'm talking about Shannon Zeballos.
I can run a camera in there.
Whatever you need to do, get her on the show, because I got news for you. People have demonstrated. You've spoken loudly. Yeah, yes. We know you like looking at the women more than us. Thank you very much. We hear you. We'll respond to you.
I look up and the Silver Diner doesn't deliver. So I said, fine, I can go pick it up. Now, she orders all her pancakes, strawberries, whatever she does from Silver Diner. Shannon does. I order a BLT because I'm an adult. And I said, by the time this happens, I'm going to want to want lunch. So I get BLT.
How far is the closest Silver Diner
2.1 miles
to you?
Not far. 2.1 miles.
Oh, so it's not. So there's one right outside of D.C.
In Virginia. Clarendon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Shoot across the bridge. Good to go.
Like a beautiful shopping district from years past. Clarendon, Virginia.
I walked in. This place is surgical. Everyone has masks on. Everyone has gloves on.
Good.
They have a little receiving table. I said, all day, baby. If I got to come to you and you're making this place look like a hospital, all day.
Yeah, absolutely. All day. And I love that. That's why I was giving Best Buy a shout out with the way they were doing their pickup. I mean, there's people out there that are getting it and doing that. And there was you and I both watched 60 Minutes, I think, or maybe it was on the local news. I'm watching so much, I can't keep track of it. But a company that retrofitted to make shields for hospitals.
Yes.
And they went from laying off 30 people to hiring 300 people.
That's excellent.
Our friends,
I love those wins. I love those successes. In Brooklyn, by the way. It was great. Yeah.
Locally here, our friends at Adaptive are working on that. Adaptive DC, free plug for them. They're making shields. They're making shields for first responders. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think the shields are a big deal. Yeah. Masks are one thing, but a shield is even a bigger deal. Listen, we have to take a break. When we come back, more fun. I did a little guest spot on our former home. Got kind of a request over the weekend from our friend Chad Dukes and via Oscar. And it was fun visiting with a guy that I haven't chatted with in a long time, Mr. Eric Bickle. I'll tell you all about that on old WJFK right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey guys, it's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. We're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. More deliveries mean more boxes left unattended and more chances for packages to go missing. My sister lives up in Boston in Back Bay,
yep.
And it's epidemic. I hate to use that word, but it's true as far as packages. I alone have sent two packages up to my niece that have gotten pilfered up there because of the nature of the neighborhood they're in, and that's the way it goes. A Ring doorbell is going to help you. A ring of security around your home is going to help you. It's really, really important to think about Ring if you're in an environment where you're concerned about maintaining security and also watching what gets delivered. You can keep your home safe no matter where you are with Ring. Video doorbells, security cameras, smart security lighting, alarm systems. Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure anytime, anywhere. The all-new Ring Video Doorbell 3 is upgraded with additional security features. It works on any home with HD video and two-way talk. I have the Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it 3 times a day. It's the best. You can rest easy anywhere, everywhere with Ring. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building custom security for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. I'd love to try the Chime Pro, Rob Spiewak.
Then
noted.
You, then you
noted.
Shall.
Noted.
Thank you so very much. That's, God. Why am I so needy today?
You're not needy.
What's wrong with me? I'm so greedy.
I'll see if Ring makes masks.
Greedy and needy. I don't know. All right. Anyway. Hey, Oscar, why are you having a bad Monday? Maybe it's me. Anyway, so let me get back to when on the radio. Here's what happens. Let me give you a suggestion. If you're fortunate enough to have the iPhone X Max, this is a great use for it. When you're washing your hands or you're washing dishes, even better, use it to scrub your dishes. Just submerge it.
Or
what you could do is you could take it out in your backyard just for fun and take a hammer to it. That's how useful it is. That is how useful it is. When I come back from my bike ride and Carla says, "You've called me 11 times. And I'm like, oh, great. It was in my pocket. Or, I called you and it just keeps going to voicemail. I've never, ever had a cell phone that I hate more than this product.
No.
This product is wonderful at doing things you don't want it to do, and it's terrible at doing the regular things, like ringing when you get a phone call. So Oscar sends me a text at some time on Saturday morning, right?
Yes.
And says that Chad is doing the extra show of
on the
week on Saturday with Eric Bickle, and they'd like me to be a guest. And I get this thing, I think an hour and a half before. Oscar texted me much earlier,
right,
and then called, and I miss everything. And then I get back to him and I say, I still was like over an hour away from maybe doing it. But I said, what time? And when they said 2:00, I'm like, oh, great, I'd love to do it. And then I text Chad at the same time. I said, love to be on. They said, is 2:30 okay? Absolutely. As I'm waiting, because it's a different time, I would normally go on another radio show and do an interview and think about it a minute and a half before I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
I'm sitting in my house, and there's nothing on TV, and I got nothing going on. I pop on the WJFK app, and I'm listening to Chad and Eric do their show. And that's, by the way, if you're going to be a really good guest, it's really cool if you do listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
But I never do, and nobody does when they come as a guest on this show. But I'm listening, I'm into it, and then I'm just getting motivated to really do a good job, which I don't usually. It's always fun to go back on the radio, but this time I'm saying I'll have a little fun. So I'm listening to Eric.
You're like Nathan Lane. You brought material.
I brought material, and I said to myself, you know, with the stuff going on in radio right now and listening to the rhythm that they had, and they had a bit of a rhythm together, Eric and Chad did. And I haven't heard him with Cake, so I haven't heard them do that mm-hmm. show. But there was kind of a rhythm they had. They're both, you know, anxiety-laden
driven
extroverts.
Anxiety, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're both at home. Those, they're both doing the show from home.
And they're both at home. And yeah. I'm the same way. They're, if you talked about three guys that I would line up with at WJFK, it would Eric Bickle and Chad Dukes and me. We would kind of have the same way of looking at the world in some cases. Now, as I'm listening, I'm like, well, you know, if I was another junkie, I would be saying, well, you know, and with Chad's track record, you know, I would say, I would be saying to myself, I would be a little, you know, thinking maybe they're floating these little twofers.
Sure.
As opposed to a forfer and seeing what sticks to the
Fair
wall.
Enough.
So I decided that I would, I had time to kill. And I said, I'll write a promo and tell them that I think that they're auditioning these guys for the new morning show.
So you want to you want to go to the clip?
So I come on the show and we had a good time. And by the way, their lack of enthusiastic laughter is, you know, indicative of, I think they were auditioning for a morning show. This is just my opinion. Let's listen. All right. This is a clip from
Mr.
Saturday.
Mike O'Mara himself. Mike, a pleasure. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, boys. How are you?
How are you indeed? Are you quarantined, my friend?
I'm quarantining. I've been listening to your show today. I actually was on hold listening to the spots. Could you have your producer get me that number for the erectile dysfunction commercial that was on?
I got you, brother.
Just a couple of seconds. I've been listening. I tuned you guys on about 1 o'clock. I've been listening so much, and I have so little to do. I wrote a promo for you guys. Here we go. Morning sports just got a lot more fun. Starting May 1st, it's Bickle and Dukes on 106.7 The Fan. And because there are no spectator sports anywhere, join Eric and Chad for the best in backyard homeowner tips. From grilling to lawn maintenance and, of course, their bonfire tip of the week. Yes, they've gotten rid of all the other guys at The Fan, and now it's EB and Big Shooter bringing you the best of what we're all watching and doing now, even though we don't really know what we're doing yet. So, socially distance yourself into the best morning radio you've ever washed your hands to. Bickle and Dukes on 106.7 The Fan.
I love it. I love it. I missed that voice.
Cut that up, JT. We're going to use that next week if they make us do this again.
Great job.
That's fun. I have good friends over there. And your other radio partner is always so generous about dropping me a line after I come on the show. And I told him how much I appreciated that. And I really do. Chad has that little thoughtful chip in him where he's
yes.
good. And I think
sure.
both Oscar and Chad have that. And it was fun. We were just talking. I really was being honest when I asked EB about what the other guys were up to. I said, I know based on Oscar living next door to Cakes that he is still living in Olney. And, you know, I didn't think he'd changed much. Then I asked if Lurch was still married, which I didn't know. And then I said, and did JP marry a fitness model? And I said, yes, he did. So it was a good time to have by all.
I've seen it, like clips and stuff like that.
It's nice to put it all together,
though, and get some, you know, verification.
And then CK sent me a text afterwards and told me that was awesome, and I responded with "f*** you." Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break, and no, I did not. CK and I have a lot of things in
Very
common
sweet.
That we talk about all the time. So thank you, WJFK, for having me on. It's always bittersweet.
I got a text from CK, Mike. I got a text from CK.
Yeah, what is it?
Still fired.
We'll come back. And what the hell are we doing?
Are we up to news already?
All right.
Yeah, let's do that
when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family can be tense. Makes you want to go out, run away, maybe disappear. Don't. Sit your ass down and stay home. Listen to Mike O'Mara and his boys. Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Old Bruce.
Whatever.
Ruthie.
That's Ruthie. Thanks, Ruth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, do I have a favorite new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show? It's called My Bookie, and I'm really kind of addicted already because that's me, you know. Basketball's bench PGA Tour no more. No one's taking anyone out to the ball game. It's rough around this time. No sports, no problem. Our friends at My Bookie aren't going to let it get you down. Stay sane and stay entertained, or stay sane and stay entertained.
Yes.
With games like blackjack, roulette, played it on My Bookie. Slots, played it a lot on My Bookie.
And they play it a like lot, a lot. Bone.
Yeah. Turn the volume down late at night. Because if she heard the, Mrs. O'Meara heard the, she'd be,
she'd be
knocking on my door.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
YouTube. God,
I love it. No quarantine on fun, thanks to My Bookie. And it's not just video poker. My Bookie has live casino dealers. I did it. I went in. I played blackjack with a live dealer. It is surreal. You sit there and you get your cards, and they've kind of got it superimposed, the numbers that she slides forward, so you can see it. Oh, it's so neat. It really is. You're going to love it. Sports fans, My Bookie has partnered with some of the leading esports, too, to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love it. You'll love it, too. We need this now more than ever. And you can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win. Visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. And MyBookie, of course, I'd love more funds dedicated to my account.
Let's do it.
Yes, I would.
Yes,
pass that along. Right after you're doing that, when you're talking to them, but what's the last thing I asked for during the neediest show I've done?
The Chime Pro.
Chime Pro.
After and the masks. Chime Pro, call the people at MyBookie and say, yeah, load me up. Load me up. Yeah. Not that I'm not doing well. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Good old TMOS. MyBookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid. And I'll tell you something. You want to talk about a method of getting away from it all. MyBookie is a great way of doing that. So we thank you.
News.
Boo. All right. Some notes on the corona, the COVID, the 19. All the things people are calling it. The latest thing people are... Hey, 19. The latest thing people are hoarding, frozen pizza. All right.
Dummies.
Anybody, if you're hoarding frozen pizza, I hope a steel girder comes through your eyeball. All right? I really do. Hoarding frozen pizza?
Come All on. You have is time right now. I made pizza from scratch last night. I used the uni again. It was so... good.
Depends on the pizza.
So good.
Yeah. If you're hoarding Red Baron, you should leave this earth. But really.
Frischetta? Where do you pizza? Line up on the frischetta?
Frischetta's good. All right.
So frozen pizza. Americans bought 92% more pizzas this March than we did in March 2019. I haven't gone by because I'm not doing carbs. Does that mean you go by the pizza aisle and the cupboard is bare in the grocery store?
Well, I've seen some memes on Facebook where everything is gone except Hawaiian pizza. It is literally just stacks of Hawaiian
The French
pizza.
Bread boats are still available.
All right, more consumer Stouffer's? Goods. Soda and beer might become flat because of the pandemic. It's causing dwindling supplies of carbon dioxide, which is used to carbonate our drinks. You just don't know from one day to the next where this is going.
Do you mean like in the air, because there's less people going outside and breathing?
No,
that can't make any sense.
No, it's what they're injecting into the actual.
No, it's the it's, what beer. Do you think they do? What do you think? They go to Coca-Cola, they go out like with a hose and go, suck it all in.
Well, I mean, they have to get the CO2 from somewhere.
You got to create CO2 in a can is not from Mother Earth.
Well, you know what? CO2 in a can is not as good as fresh.
You're so dumb. All right. Anyway, I'm just saying, we need the carbon dioxide hose
with a butterfly
out of the air. Too many people home cleaning the carbon dioxide.
I'm the only one that's been to Atlanta and seen the carbon dioxide hose. It's right there. It goes right into Coca-Cola.
Oh, man. You did get a lot of feedback on that Mexican Coke that you were drinking with the rum and Coca-Cola.
And you know what? If you're going to do it, you have to have that real Coke and you have to have fresh lime or it doesn't taste right.
The pandemic is now affecting the international drug business. Apparently, drug traffickers are having trouble moving their supply. Oh, too bad. That's driving up the price of things like cocaine and heroin on the streets.
Canceled!
Couples in New York can now get married over Zoom. That's sweet.
Nice.
A guy who was the only passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to St. Louis on Thursday night got his own personalized in-flight messages. That's pretty funny. They were doing
that
the
is
messages
great.
For him.
Sad thing is, he still got a middle seat.
A doctor in California who was selling a coronavirus miracle cure is now facing up to 20 years in prison for mail fraud, which I think is great.
Dr. So Todd good. Moore. Yeah.
Dr. Alex Jones. Yeah, the bottom line is you take the silver extract, you take the silver and you drink it. I'll kick your ass. You're all going to die. I'm Alex freaking you. Yeah. Oh, all right. Quarantine constipation is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Something that a lot of people are going through. A gastroenterologist in California said it happens because of how much the quarantine has changed our habits and rhythms.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time. With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
And that was the doctor.
Ever full. Here's the quote. When we're at home, sitting around and not staying active or engaging in our usual routine, colonic motility, the process by which the colon contracts to propel feces along, decreases. That causes constipation. Thank you. So if
also
you're feeling
known
off,
as podcasting.
If you're feeling all backed up during the quarantine, try get a brisk walk 5 days a week, eating foods with more fiber, staying hydrated. That's what I have to do. I have to stay hydrated. And doing yoga or meditation to de-stress. That should help get things moving again. And get the chocolate-sprinkled Krispy Kremes.
Exactly. Colonic motility,
spare
Mike.
No expense.
That'll spare no expense. While we're all scrubbing and disinfecting everything, you have to be really, really careful about mixing household cleaners. These are 4 combos that can be harmful or even deadly. Bleach and rubbing alcohol. Be aware of this. That's used to make chloroform. Yeah, the same stuff used in movies to knock people out. It doesn't really work that fast. Don't fool around with it, but it would take 5 minutes to knock you out like in the movies. Bleach and vinegar make chlorine gas.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, which was first used as a chemical weapon in World War I. Bleach always seems bleach.
Bleach yeah.
And ammonia make chloramine gas. Windex and a lot of other household cleaners contain ammonia, so check the label. It might be listed as ammonium hydroxide. And hydrogen peroxide and vinegar make a toxic compound called peracetic acid. It's been known to cause a lot of respiratory issues. So be careful the stuff you use. And bleach is in a lot of them, he said.
And also, vinegar and oil make salad dressing, and I got no use for that.
Who needs that? Ain't got no time for that. Whether you like it or not, Tiger King remains one of the most popular talked about things on the planet right now. We watched not all of it. I got bored with the interviews. I got I thought the extra might be a real extra show. You know, you can only interview those dummies for so long before
anything
I lose
worthwhile
interest.
Worth clicking on at all?
The false teeth of the guy that had no teeth were hysterical to look at. But he's so dumb, and it was just fun too. Yeah. It's funny because they try their best to make them look articulate. Now the false teeth—they need to get the guy that's the zookeeper at Toxic Joe's old ranch. You know, that's what they have to do.
Joe Exotic.
If I were to issue a ranking of things people are talking about, probably coronavirus number one, followed by Tiger King. That's probably up there with that. The show hit Netflix on March 20th, and for the week of March 23rd through the 29th, Nielsen says Americans watched 5.3 billion minutes of it. the second most popular show. There it is, boys. I'm wrong. You're right. Ozark, 3.5 billion minutes. Of course, Netflix is always quick to note that Nielsen's numbers don't give a full picture because they only count viewing on TV sets and only in the U.S. So there's no doubt that 5.3 billion minutes is a low estimate.
You want to talk about lucky timing, though, for that Tiger King show? I mean, you couldn't plan that. That's just amazing stuff.
And one of the questions they ask in the extra episode, apparently he is, you know, Joe is aware of all the notoriety, even though he's in the joint. Yacht Rock is all about kicking back and relaxing. And right now, one of its greatest superstars doesn't have a choice. Christopher Cross has been rendered unable to walk due to coronavirus.
Oh, no.
He says, quote, "I am suffering from intense muscle weakness and a temporary paralysis of my legs. However, God, this virus, man. Every day you've got another horrific symptom.
Wow.
Doctors have assured him he will recover. I've already begun physical therapy." Physical therapy, man. Wow. He's optimistic about improving. Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul says his 21-year-old son had COVID-19 and was pretty bad because he has asthma, but luckily he recovered. So, you know, a lot of people being touched by this. And now a little something-something. A woman in Georgia got into a car accident while she was rushing to the hospital to give birth. She gave birth in the car and then had trouble finding the baby after the accident.
My God.
Fortunately, the paramedics found the baby and rushed it to the hospital. We're not sure whether the baby was a boy or a girl. They found the baby on the floor behind the driver's seat, almost under the seat. And therefore, the parents, whether it's a boy or a girl, are going to name the baby Matt. I'm sorry. Floor Matt. I'm sorry. That was a stupid joke. That was stupid. Stupid joke, Mike. Stupid.
How
see the baby.
I not see it coming.
The baby was beautifully on the floor.
Done. Two T's.
Oh, Carla just came in and gave me a thumbs up. Oh, of all the pretty things good. On the show, pretty you good. Came in from the kitchen to tell me that. All right, that's awesome. That's the star of our show on Friday, Carla O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry. The coronavirus. Not funny. Does anyone play Boggle anymore? I don't understand Greek yogurt. I'm giving away all my stuffed animals. If clams could talk, oh boy. Elizabeth Warren, still in the hunt. My iPhone has jelly on it. Buy the T-Most bonus show at MichaelMaryShow.com. That's on the internet, right? You'll laugh, boy. Buy it. Next time I do those, I'm going to make him older.
Okay. I think Larry can come by the studio this week, can he?
Yeah, I think so. We'll record Larry.
Okay, good. I like Kingsley.
I can't feel my pinky. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Shopping Center. The coronavirus knows no bounds. It's affecting weddings, funerals, graduations, bar mitzvahs. Dover, Delaware just canceled their 4th of July fireworks. And if you think that's bad, CNN reports that COVID-19 is destroying the sex working industry in Japan.
This is true.
I'm sorry, Pony. This touches everyone, including your screen. But still no touching. You can't even safely shop. Or can you? Yes, you can.
What?
The solution? The TMOS Shopping Center. Be smart. Grab your goods from Target and Walmart safely from home. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and the banner's right there. It's the way you help us, folks. We've got Target and Walmart there. I've been using it liberally for Target stuff and for Walmart stuff. It's right there. Instant access. Just make sure that you access them through our website. Please do. And through the banner that's right up there that says TMOS Shopping Center. Anything and everything you need delivered to your door from Target and Walmart. The time is now. The TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. And stay strong, Japanese prostitutes. Rob.
What?
Stay strong, Japanese prostitutes. There's light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. Let's open up the
It was the top story on CNN yesterday.
Okay.
They had a reporter walking through the halls of the sex industry buildings. I said, wow. They've really run out of stuff to talk about. Governor Cuomo's press conference was, he is so great to watch because he's so real, but upbeat when he can be. He was talking about that quarantining at the mansion is his daughter's boyfriend. And he talked about having dinner with the boyfriend. And this is, if you ever have a daughter, this rings so true. This was the highlight of my weekend.
The boyfriend is very nice, and we like the boyfriend. Advice to fathers. The answer on what you think of the boyfriend is always, I like the boyfriend, always. Because there's only two options. Either you like the boyfriend, in which case you say, I like the boyfriend, or you don't like the boyfriend. But you can never say you don't like the boyfriend. I learned this lesson the hard way. Otherwise, it triggers NDS. NDS is natural defiance syndrome. It's not documented, but it is a psychological condition where if you say as a father, I don't like him, natural defiance syndrome kicks in, and then they like the boyfriend more because he is opposed by the father. So the answer has to be, I like the boyfriend. In this case, I actually like the boyfriend. But even if you don't like the boyfriend, the answer can only be that I like the boyfriend.
God, I could love to watch him waltz into the White House.
You know,
oh,
man,
my God.
Really? If we could all throw a big giant switch right now. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, I love the guy. It's
tough to bring me a genuine smile like that amidst all this, especially during a COVID press conference. So, attaboy, Governor.
By the way, seriously, I mean, I don't care what your politics are. I think
he's a leader. He's just a leader. Mm-hmm.
There were some moments, not a lot, during the Obama years. There were, but there were moments where there was a chuckle, but that's a legitimate funny. That's funny. Yeah, yeah. God, I would love to see that in more politicians. Somebody who's really, really, that was like stand-up that he was doing.
I know,
right,
it was solid. It was great. Yeah, happy 420, everybody, which, as you know, means it's time to get high. I have a lot of marijuana on top of my refrigerator. I keep it in a cereal bowl so the kids don't see it. I also have a lot of edibles.
Fallen.
Sorry. Well, funny you bring him up. My Willie Nelson at 420 today is hosting a Willie Nelson marijuana something. I don't know. But here's his announcement. Yeah.
Well, happy 420 out there, y'all. Y'all have a hit for me and pass it on.
How is it that he's 87? He's 87.
I think he's older. I think he's 107.
Could be. Who would know? Really, and also, I love playing this tape because it is so great. From the movie Half-Baked, if you ever want to really see how do you shoehorn 24 seconds of entertainment into a two-hour movie, this is how you do it. This is the Stoner Snack Shopping List from the movie Half-Baked. Here's to all you marijuana enthusiasts.
What do you guys want? Get some sour cream and onion chips. With some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, red popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries, pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water. Whole lot of water and onions.
That's it.
So I have come to the conclusion that as they continue to legalize marijuana, this is like sending a stimulus check to Frito-Lay. Funyuns would not exist without the legalization of marijuana. Please enjoy your 420. Everybody, please be careful. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you, boys. Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us. Don't forget West Coasters, 7 p.m. for our Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party that hits next Friday, this coming Friday,
this
rather.
This Friday.
We'll be there 7 p.m., 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. West Coast time. We'll all be here, and hopefully the ladies will be coming by as well. And we'll take your phone calls again at 888-920-6673. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.